This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai said that the judiciary, executive and legislature exist to deliver justice to the last citizen of the country, stressing the need for a calibrated and coordinated effort among these pillars. He said every step must be taken to ensure that justice is delivered at the earliest and at the least cost. He was speaking after inaugurating the newly constructed court building of Guwahati High Court's Itanagar Permanent Bench at Naharlagun today. Mr. Gawai said that despite facing several crises over the past 75 years after independence, the nation has remained strong, united, and is on the path to becoming a developed country. He said this was only possible by the strength of the Indian Constitution. The Chief Justice of India also added that Northeast is one of the most important parts of India and said that the Constitution provides special provisions to preserve and safeguard the tribal communities of the region. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and Arjun Ram Meghwal, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister John Amman, along with a host of dignitaries were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for projects in Bengaluru today to enhance mobility. After arriving in Bengaluru today, he flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belagavi. He also virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. Thereafter, the Prime Minister flagged off the much-awaited yellow line of Nama Metro Station that connects Bombasandra Industrial Area with Electronics City. With a total length of 19.15 kilometers and built at a cost of over 7,600 crore rupees, the line is expected to ease traffic on this stretch with heavy traffic that also goes to Hosur in Tamil Nadu. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has described Operation Sindoor as a strategic, high-stakes mission that combined military precision with political clarity. Addressing students and faculty of IIT Madras yesterday, he recounted how the operation was conceived and executed in the days following the April 22nd dastardly terror attack in Pahalgam by Pakistan-based terrorists. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today said that Operation Sindoor is a testament to the synergy and operational cohesion among the three services. Addressing the participants of the 21st Higher Defence Management Course and senior officers at the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad, General Chauhan shared strategic perspective on integration in the armed forces and highlighted key takeaways for shaping the future roadmap of joint operations. The Election Commission of India confirmed that all booth-level agents of recognized political parties in Bihar have received updated draft voter list as part of the Special Intensive Revision 2025. The draft includes deceased, transferred and duplicate electors. Booth-level agents have been instructed to report objections with evidence to booth-level officers who will verify and update records accordingly. The list are also posted outside polling stations for public scrutiny. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter has broken out between security forces and terrorists in the Dul area of Kishtwar district this morning. Our correspondent reports that contact with the terrorist was established during an intelligence-based operation in the area, leading to exchange of gunfire. Details are awaited. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to former President of India, V.V. Giri, at Rashtrapati Bhavan on his birth anniversary today. V.V. Giri was the fourth President of India. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has taken suo motu cognizance of media report about a girl student who was reportedly burned with a hot spatula by her residential school cook after asking for food. Citing the media report, NHRC said that the incident happened at the residential school in the Shakurabad area of Jehanabad district in Bihar. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continue for the sixth consecutive day in the Dharali area of Uttarkashi district following the recent natural disaster. Uttarakhand police said that, along with supplying food grains and special commodities to the affected areas, stranded people are also being airlifted to their destinations. By 11 a.m. today, 20 people were rescued at Matli helipad and sent to their destinations after preliminary health checks. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.